So I'm driving home from work right now. It's like 12:26 at night. I don't usually get off this late, but when I have to do the web update, it takes a little while, especially with the outdoor stuff. But the interesting thing tonight is that it's a new era in the year of sports pages, mainly because, not a new era, but a reoccurring era where high school sports have kicked back in again. And instead of having a long drought-like summer of nothing but AAA baseball and Major League Baseball and fishing, I suppose, high school, you know, is back in session, and now all the kids are going back to school and all the sports are kicking back up. So now we get to have a lot of high school coaches call and give us the stats of kids. And games that played, it's different sports throughout the year. The first ones that we've started getting is volleyball. Volleyball and golf and soccer. You know, boys, girls, variation. It changes throughout the years. And the thing that I've always noticed about taking these scores is, one, it's just interesting to see you know, how great some schools are and how terrible some schools are. But unfortunately, I'm not really good at knowing sports, despite the fact that I work in the sports department. The thing that really interests me is how ridiculous some people name their kids nowadays, or named their kids, you know, like 15 years ago, 14 years ago, whatever. I mean, what generation was that in particular? Was it Generation X? Is that, was it the yuppies from the 70s, 80s? I don't know. Like, who, what age group is that in particular? Because I will tell you right now, I feel sorry for a lot of these kids. Like, really bad, because that's what it really is. It's just taking names and taking statistics down for high school kids. And parents are just awful, just really bad at naming their kids. I mean, you can look at any name and tell automatically whether or not that kid has been picked on at any point, which probably goes to show why a lot of these kids got into sports, is to make up for those shitty names the parents gave them. Just as an example, and I'm sorry to throw out names in particular, but as an example, there was a girl whose name was Dallas Mould. D-A-L-L-A-S-M-O-U-L-D. Dallas Mould. That's awful. You didn't know much about the last name, but really just, I mean, it's just the combination of the two that doesn't really work out too well. Also, parents look for any way they can find to spell Brittany that has not been taken already. There is probably 100 ways to spell Brittany, and all of them are more annoying than the next. There's N-E-Y, there's T-T-A-N-I, there's Annie, A-N-E-Y, I've seen ridiculous spellings. I've seen one T spellings. It's so odd. When I take these names, I shouldn't have to ask the coach how to spell Brittany. That should be pretty easy. What are you going to do? But some of these kids, on the other hand, have really awesome names. Like, there was this girl who, I don't know if she still plays anymore, that we would take the scores from last year. Her name was Tempest. That's a fucking awesome name. And her last name was something really cool that kind of worked with it, like Tempest Storm or something like that. Like, her parents definitely read X-Men when they were children. Or, you know, science fiction novels where there was a wizard with a staff on the front and an elf. But they're more so, there's kids who have shitty names as opposed to kids who have really awesome names. And as the school year picks up and goes on, and as sports kind of continue from their starting point, which they've kind of kicked off from recently, I'll get to see and share more of these awesome names, because that's the only interesting thing that really sometimes happens at work.